No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. He's on the home stretch before the nation's first caucuses in Iowa. Joining us now, former vice president and current candidate for president, Joe Biden. Vice President Biden, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Happy to be with you, man.
You know, we got a lot of listeners with questions, and I want to cut to the chase right now. Some fairly serious subject matter that they want me to bring up with you. Many Texans horrified by a pair of back-to-back mass shootings in El Paso and Midland, Odessa just a few months ago. And one of your former challengers, a native Texan named Beto O'Rourke, said, hell yes, we're going to take away your AR-15. What would President Joe Biden do?
I would ban the production of any new AR-15s. I'm the only guy that's ever beaten the NRA. I beat them twice. I was able to get rid of assault weapons as well as background checks and limit the number of bullets that can be held in a magazine or a clip. Who the devil needs to have a clip that can hold 200 or 50 or 70, you know, bullets in a clip? And so that's going to be a matter of first instance. Look, putting together, you know, we're in a situation now that it's not just the NRA, it's the gun manufacturers. They, in fact, have the ability right now to make guns that, in fact, can only be, the trigger can only be pulled by someone who has a biometric marker on their hands to do it. But they won't do it because it's going to reduce the number of sales of guns. So this is a public health epidemic, in my view. And as president, I'm going to take on the NRA on this on these issues, and I'm going to beat them.
Well, do you believe in the idea of a mandatory gun buyback?
I believe in the idea of a gun buyback. When we did the legislation, what was said was that, in fact, if a weapon was deemed to be not able to be owned by an individual, it wasn't confiscated, but if it was ever used, had to be registered, you had it, and it was ever used, you were in a real problem. And there's been no real evidence that has, for example, machine guns and things like that.
So you like the gun buyback idea, but what about the mandatory aspect of it?
No, not the mandatory. I would make sure you either buy back or you register it.
Another issue on the short list for a lot of Texans, immigration and border security, and you've spoken out against the Trump administration's policy for sure. How closely would your policies track with those of the Obama administration?
It would track closer to the last year of our administration. Look, for me, it's all about families, about keeping families together, not separating families. And it's past time to fix the system. You know, we're ripping babies from mother's arms, putting them in cages. We have Muslim bans. He's not solving a border crisis. He just wants to gin it up for his base. And so I'm going to end the cruel asylum policies he has, where you have to sit in another country and squalor in order to be able to even apply for asylum. Finally, pass a comprehensive immigration reform, a path to citizenship. Recognize dreamers as Americans as they are. And we need smarter border technology and a streamlined, asylum system. And we need a lot more immigration judges. We're going to pay for that. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to grow our economy by boosting opportunities for legal immigration. You know, keeping families, unification and diversity as a cornerstone of our system is what we've been all about the whole time. So I mean, we have to tackle. Another thing is, you may remember that I was able to put together a bipartisan initiative of over almost $750 million to tackle the migration crisis at its root, investing in security and the prosperity of Central America. I spent hundreds of hours over time meeting with all those heads of state and saying, look, we're going to make sure that we'll help you with lighting your streets, with dealing with criminal gangs, with making sure schools are better, et cetera. But we're not going to give the money to you because we don't trust you. We're going to go right down there and we're going to build them ourselves with the local officials. So that's going to be, I'm going to propose a $1 billion a year plan to deal with the root cause of why people are leaving in the first place.
But Texas is home, as I know you're aware, the largest number of uninsured people in the country. And I wonder, at this point, would you try to fix the Affordable Care Act or would you try something new?
My proposal in detail is to take the Affordable Care Act, restore all the cuts, add what we call a public option, a Medicare-like option, and further subsidize it so it's not as expensive to be able to buy in. That would cost a lot of money. It would cost about $700 billion more over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it would bring down drug prices, and I won't go into the whole thing with you, but it wouldn't cost like Medicare for All, $35 trillion or more, and it would be able to insure everyone. So anyone, for example, who is uninsured but eligible for Medicaid could automatically be insured in the Medicare program. It's added to my proposal. But here's the deal. It's an option. If you have private insurance you like, under Medicare for All, you have to give it up. You may have negotiated over years with your employer, and you've given up wages to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to keep it, you should be able to keep it. 160 million people want to keep it. But if you don't, you can buy into, and or if you don't have the money, be read into a Medicare for All proposal that is Medicare for All who want it.
You know, Mr. Vice President, thinking about the general election, poll after poll show that we're firmly in our political corners. I mean, people aren't crossing party lines or listening to the other side. Thinking about Texas politics right now, how do you try to win over Republicans? What's your pitch?
Well, my pitch is that once the Carney show goes through town the first time, and there's no pee under any of the three shells, next time it comes around, they kind of look up. I don't know any Republicans out there in Texas, many, who in fact think drug prices are fair. I don't know many Republicans out there who think that we're in a situation where we're doing what we need to be doing with regard to highways and infrastructure. I don't know many Republicans out there who think, and I can go on. And I've been able, my whole career, I've been able to work with Republicans, get major things done. For example, after Trump was elected, but before he was sworn in, I put together a $9 billion program with Republicans and Democrats after the leadership of the Republican Party said, we're not gonna consider anything in the United States Senate now until he's sworn in. And I was able to get 95 votes for the Cures Act, and I was able to get over 380 or 90 votes in the House. And what it was $1.9 billion. They renamed the Bo Biden Initiative for cancer research and depth research for cancer, and $7 billion for dealing with other research at NIH. There's things that people agree with. And by the way, and when you don't agree, you go out and you battle. But I do not believe the vast majority of Republicans in this country think that, for example, we shouldn't do something about the cost of drug prices. I don't think they think we shouldn't be doing something about the environment. I don't think I go down the line. That's Republican voters.
He's been crisscrossing the state of Iowa in advance of the upcoming caucuses next week. He is Vice President Joe Biden, one of the Democratic challengers for the U.S. presidency.